You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Kiss of Life, the show about empowerment and transformation. I'm your worldwide host and motivational coach, Kimberly Renee. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't take it lightly that you rock out with me week after week. You know, you can be anywhere doing anything else, and I'm grateful for you, family. We are streaming 24 hours on Love Radio Network 24. And you can also go ahead and download the Love Radio Network app by texting Love Radio to 27126. I hope everyone's doing well tonight. And we know that last weekend was Valentine's weekend. And I presented a different message of love, one of which I'm going to continue this evening because, you know, many of my sisters are struggling. They desire to be in a relationship where it's not such a tug of war to get what they need from their partner. You know, they just want to be happy and thrive. It sounds so simple, right? And at times, there seems to be this disconnect between us and our men, which foster feelings of frustration. And, you know, when we've consistently asked for what we need from him, yielding no results, we feel unheard, unvalidated, and confused at times. Like, why can't he just do what I ask him, right? Or give me what I want? Well, we're going to explore that tonight, and hopefully I'll share some tips that will help you discover the hidden gem in him, okay? So this is part two, and you can listen to last week's show to tie it all together if you missed it, okay? So here's an anonymous quote, which says, "The beginning of love is to let those we love be perfectly themselves and not to twist them to fit our image, okay? Otherwise, we love only the reflection of ourselves that we find in them." Ladies, I know we want the fairy tale ending, but unfortunately, Prince Charming is not coming to rescue us. But that's not to say that we still can't have a great and fulfilling relationship. Once we let go of the image in our heads of the perfect or ideal relationship, it will alleviate us of much of the undue stress that we put on ourselves, our partners, and our relationship. Okay, we must accept that our men have flaws. You know, no one can be everything to everyone. Okay, and while your man may be a diamond in the rough, all hope is not lost. I spoke of diamonds in the last show, and basically, there are many diamonds that are flawed, but the naked eye cannot recognize those flaws, and that's why the jeweler uses what's called a monocular loop, which has a 10 times magnification impact, so that they can see the flaws within the diamond. So for us to really get through the challenges that we have within our relationships, we must get the revelation that we ourselves are just as flawed as the men we love, which is a crucial step in navigating the waters towards the success of our relationship. So last week I shared five tips or habits, as I called them, and I'll briefly recap the first 5 points, and I have three more to share with you tonight, okay, to wrap up this topic. And like I said, you can go back to last week's show, get the information in its entirety. It's archived on my page on the Love Radio website, okay? So we have 8 tips to discover the hidden gem in him. Number one is don't get caught up in the illusion, okay? Perception is not reality. So please don't get caught up in the illusion of the perfection you think you see in the relationship of others. It's easy for that green-eyed monster to appear, but it's a trap because everything that glitters is not gold, all right? Number two, appreciate who he is as well as who he's not. You know, you and your man may not share all the same values and ideals, but, you know, there are ways in which you differ. But, you know, that's what attracted you, right? What attracted you was what you have in common, as well as, I'm sure, you know, the differences, you know, because it's different. It's new. It's exciting. You know, besides that, I think personally, like the world would be quite boring if we were alike in every area, right? Can you imagine if all the cars in the world were like all black or all white? So, you know, our differences add color to our relationship. And to fully appreciate your man, accept him for who he is right now. We're ever evolving, but the key is not to force it. When we meet someone, of course we like everything about them. You know, it's exciting, it's new. Their initial qualities attracted us. But then many times we make the mistake of trying to twist them into the version of who we think they should be, right? That's one of the main things that I've heard men say. And they fight against it. You know, the conversation is like, yo, man, you know, she trying to change me. And they fight against that, right? So please just be careful of that. You know, just accept him as he is. He will eventually grow. He will eventually evolve. We're all growing and ever evolving. All right. Number three, learn the art of waiting. All right. Waiting can be very frustrating, but patience is a virtue. They say that good things come to those who wait. And once you've made known what it is that you need to feel secure and loved and whole in your relationship, the next step is to just take a breath and wait, okay? Because, ladies, men compartmentalize, okay? So they're challenged in multitasking, all right? He needs time to process your request. Then he needs time to act upon that request, okay? So don't corner him, okay? Allow him space, which will draw him towards you instead of pushing him away. You know, wisdom is allowing him to lead while influencing him where to go, right? In theory, we may know that he loves us, but we really want to feel like he loves us, right? So he's no different. You know, many men joke that their wives wear the pants in the family, right? So in the back of his mind, he knows that it's your influence, but he just needs to feel like, you know, he's leading. So, you know, don't emasculate or manipulate. You know, most successful men credit their wives and partners, you know, knowing full well that it's because of his partner's support, okay, and love that he's as successful as he is, all right? And number four, activate your trust, right? You know, trust in the love that you have for each other. It's there, okay? Hopefully, it's still solid enough that, you know, you're going to get through what you're getting through, right? Just trust in the love that you have for each other, okay? Love covers a multitude of sins, all right? Trust yourself, you know, to know that you made the right choice in selecting your partner. You know, you saw something in him. You seem to have a good judge of character, hopefully. And, you know, you have intuition. You know, your gut is never going to steer you wrong. A lot of us do have trust issues, trusting other people, but then we also have issues trusting ourselves, okay? But just trust that you made the right choice in your partner. And then trust him to make the changes, okay? It is very hard to trust because, you know, we don't like feeling out of sorts. We don't like feeling out of control, so to speak. But some things are just honestly not going to be within our control. And then this is where process comes in. And so you just have to trust everything, trust the process that everything is going to fall into place, okay? And number five, you know, write your own love story. Everyone's love story is not the same. Your relationship is a blank canvas, right? When you meet that person, right? You guys have like zero history. So it's a blank canvas. Okay. So you guys, you know, have the tools and, you know, you and your man get to decide, you know, what to paint on that canvas. Okay. You guys can uniquely create the dynamics of your relationship. So don't be discouraged if your story doesn't look like everyone else's. All right. So, tip number six is work on yourself. All right. While your man is processing and you're patiently waiting, use that time to do some self-reflecting. You know, don't just reflect on who you are, but reflect on who you are with him. Different people bring out different things in us and vice versa. And while you're asking for your needs to be met, evaluate to see if you're meeting his needs as well. Okay. It's so easy to just focus, you know, on us and what we need, but we need to focus simultaneously on him as well, because you got to remember, you know, two people are in this relationship. So just like you have needs, your man has needs too, right? So, you know, do you have the vision to see within him, you know, what he doesn't see in himself, you know, in order to bring the best out in him? You know, does your man see himself through your lenses, you know, because you edify and lift him up, or do you only point out the things that he doesn't do or how he can be better? You know, our attitude makes a huge difference in his response, you know, to us and how he feels about himself, you know, not only as our man, but just as a man in general. I'm currently reading a book called The Power of Femininity by Michelle McKinney Hammond. And I can't wait to like just grab the nuggets from this book and see what tools are in this book that I can use. You know, I can't really share anything from it because I literally just started reading it. But, you know, if we would just take full advantage of the influence that we have as women, I believe it will make a world of difference in our lives as well as the lives of our men. You know, the story of Samson and Delilah is so amazing to me because Samson had a weakness for Delilah. You know, although he was like the strongest man physically, and her mission was to help his enemies destroy him, and she uses her feminine influence to get him to reveal the secret of his strength. But that's not the crazy part to me. The crazy part is that it wasn't as if Samson wasn't aware of her ploy, because she asked him on three separate occasions. Like, she went to him on three occasions and, you know, was like, you know, tell me the secret of your strength, you know. And, you know, each time he lied to her. But when she went to him the fourth time, I was like, really, Samson? Like what? I don't know. Like, did a ton of bricks have to fall on him? But the fourth time, he folded and he revealed the secret of his strength that was in his hair. But you know how she did it? She put Samson to sleep in her lap. Okay. And then she sends for someone to shave his head. So eventually his enemies capture him. They gouge out his eyes and put him in prison. But the mere fact that he felt comfortable enough to fall asleep in her lap, the lap of an evil woman, says something about the power and influence a woman carries. All right, ladies. So just be aware of that, right? How much more influence do you think that you would have with your man, you know, as a good woman, right? So, most successful men will acknowledge that a good portion of their success is due because they had a great woman supporting them, right? So just know that, you know, you are just as much of a gem as he is. It's just, you know, it's frustrating right now. And, you know, it's so easy to just concentrate and focus on his flaws and stuff like that, right? But if you just, you know, be patient and just take the time to just, you know, look deeper, you know, you will find, you know, the gems in him, and you can find the love in your heart, you know, to work out your differences and work through all those flaws. Okay. And it's tough. I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, because I mean, I'm speaking to you, right? But I'm also speaking to me because I'm in a relationship. And it's what I desired for many years after being single. And I think that sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that, wow, once we find that relationship that, wow, it's going to be great. So now, you know, we're not experiencing loneliness, right? But we're experiencing a whole other set of challenges once we actually have that relationship, right? So it's just about, you know, being patient, waiting, and really doing the work. You know, I had a friend, and I have a friend, acquaintance, and, you know, she was liking this guy, and, you know, she was sharing with me and talking to me about it, and I think the guy knew that you know, she liked him, but, you know, he's divorced, and he was just dealing with some things, and she wasn't sure, you know, how things were going, but, you know, he has his own business and everything, so he was doing some handyman work for her around the house, and, you know, they were spending time together, but she's known him, like, for a long time, so they had history because, you know, they were friends a long time ago or whatever, but then they reconnected, and, you know, she just was like, oh, I like this guy, and I was like, you know, well, just relax and just be. Really, sometimes it's just so hard for us to be. I was like, and just, you know, let things happen organically, because he appears to enjoy your company, and he had expressed that to her. And I'm like, just, you know, enjoy the company of the man, and, you know, just see where it goes, you know. And once he makes a determination that he wants to initiate something, then just flow with it. But it was just bugging her. It was nagging at her. She needed to know, you know, she needed to know if he felt the same way. And then, of course, she, you know, she inquired. And, you know, it was like he didn't want to answer certain questions, because sometimes men don't want to feel cornered, so to speak. They don't want to feel cornered, so they won't necessarily answer certain questions. But I mean, you know, he's giving you all the signs. You know, he's spending time with you, because when he was supposed to be on other appointments, he was there with her, and a man is not going to be where he doesn't want to be, right? So he expressed to her that he did enjoy her company, but I think that things kind of, you know, went a little south, because I think with her approach to the situation, it could have made him kind of, you know, back up from her. So sometimes we just have to back up, and that would allow him to, you know, process, and then it would draw him towards us, right? So it's tough, ladies, to do, but sometimes that's what we have to do, because that's just the makeup of a man, okay? Number seven, maintain balance. You know, life is about, you know, making healthy choices, setting boundaries, and creating balance, you know. So live a balanced life, ladies. Like, don't stop your life, you know, whether you're dating or married. The one thing I noticed that many men do once they're in a relationship is they get comfortable. You know, they really do. They get comfortable. They reach a level of satisfaction. You know, the chase is over for them. So they stop doing those things that they did to woo us once they have us in their lives, right? And the thing that many women do is we put all our eggs in one basket, and we begin to make our man the center of our world. And that's a lot of pressure for a man. You know, yes, they want to be our hero at times, but they don't want to shoulder the entire responsibility for our lives and our happiness, right? So they want to feel needed, but they're not looking for needy women, okay? We are only responsible for our happiness, right? Okay, so part of balance is not getting stuck in gender roles either. You know, these are some of the things that can trip us up. You know, when we get caught up into male versus female responsibilities, you know, my thing is, like, do what works in your relationship. You know, do men, for the most part, like to be pursuers? Of course they do, but that doesn't mean that they don't like us to initiate sometimes, you know. So if you're feeling a little frisky some days, lady, then, you know, you make the first move. You know, give him a little foreplay, right? He'll enjoy that. Some men stay home while their wives go out to work. And yes, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. But that's, you know, really in reference to just being lazy and not producing. There are some men who can't physically go to work. You know, they may be disabled or may have, you know, medical reasons, you know, why they're not going out to work. And so they are the Mr. Mom, so to speak, because their circumstances call for it. Okay. But it's whatever makes your relationship function well. I have a girlfriend who recently shared, you know, her struggle with falling prey to the stigma that women should be great cooks, and, you know, the whole idea of a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And, you know, she wrestled with the thought of not being able to sustain her man and hold her own, you know, because of this. And it's not that she doesn't cook or that she can't put a meal together, but, you know, she just not going to put that big spread together like Big Mama would do, you know. But she's accepted that about herself and that it's not one of her greatest attributes. But that's okay, you know. And it's fine because, you know, you have a lot of men in relationships that cook, and their wives aren't great cooks. You know, they could put something together, but, you know, the husband cooks or whatever. It's not really a big deal. Like I said, you know, you guys paint the canvas, so you determine the dynamics of your relationship, you know, regardless to what society says, you know, these gender roles should be, right? So our partners may not be able to give us the best of what it is that we're asking for, but it's all about the willingness and the effort. Like, I'm a romantic, but like I shared last week, you know, I don't have the flowers and candy guy. You know, that's not to say that I'll never get them, but, you know, guess what? I got a big old teddy bear for Valentine's Day. You know, that's effort. It's progress. And, you know, each of you may have your top love languages that needs, you know, to be tended to, but that doesn't mean that you can't examine things that don't pertain to each other's top love language. Like, you know, his top love language may be gifts, right? But it doesn't mean he wouldn't appreciate you expressing your love, you know, in a different love language area. Like, words of affirmation are big to a man. So affirm him, you know, tell him what you appreciate about him, especially when he finally comes around to making the attempt to meet your needs, you know, however awkward it may be at first, you know, because you got to remember, some of these things don't come natural for him, ladies. And so he's doing this thing by trial and error, right? So we're not seeking perfection. We're just seeking effort, all right? Your man likes romance too. His idea of it just differs from yours, you know. For him, it's not flowers and candy or walks on the beach, you know. Romance for him looks like, you know, tossing the football around in the yard and getting that quality time in on that long weekend hike, you know. Now, I know I may have some girly girls, you know, on here, and you don't want to break your nails and get messy and stuff like that, you know. But it's about, you know, perseverance. That's when that perseverance and compromise comes in, right? No, you don't want to sleep in the woods in a sleeping bag, but, you know, you can get a cabin, and, you know, he could still do his nature thing. You know, I believe it's called glamping. That's for the glamorous camper, right? They have all kind of things these days. They have like portable stoves and portable showers, you know. But you know, men don't just want to be providers. You know, they want to be romantic sometimes. They want to, you know they still got it. They want to still feel sexy and attractive to us, right? I flirt with Sugar Bear all the time, you know. And you know, he tries to be cool about it or whatever, but I know he enjoys it. You know, I see the little smirks and stuff like that. So, you know, just do what you got to do, you know, because listen, there's this chick out there, right? She's the cleanup woman, right? So that's Graham 101. That's my grandmother, you know, who taught her daughter some things, you know, she knew about the cleanup woman, right? It wasn't just Betty Wright singing about it. So don't sleep on these, you know, these church mothers. You know, they may be preaching holiness of hell, but they still knew how to keep their men, right? Keep them satisfied. And it's okay, because the Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled, right? So, you know, you do what you need to do for your man, keep his eyes on you, and you keep the balance in your relationships by maintaining yourself as well as him. All right. And lastly, point number 8, seek third party objective, right? So, you know, we sometimes can't always be objective when we're in the middle of a thing. So that's where, you know, counseling comes in, or a relationship coach. You know, they will help you. They'll help you, right? They'll give you the tools that you guys need to work towards the success of your relationship. All right. So just to recap, the tips to discovering the hidden gem in him: number one, don't get caught up in the illusion, okay? Number two, appreciate who he is and who he's not. Number three, learn the art of waiting. Number four, activate your trust. Number five, write your own love story. Six, work on yourself. Number seven, maintain balance. And number 8, seek a third party objective. All right. So ladies, there are 3 books I want to share with you. 2 of them have helped me tremendously. The first one is called Why Men Love Witches with a B, right? Okay. You guys get my drift, right? Female dog. Why Men Love Witches. And you know, I can't remember this author's name right now. I apologize for that. But if you Google it, it should come up. And then
The other one is, it's called For Women Only. And they have a sister book called For Men Only, and that's for men to read about women. But this one is for women only, and it really helps you. It's by Shaunti, Shaunti, Feldhahn, Feldhahn. And it really helps you get into the psyche of men, into the heart of man. That one helped me tremendously. That will alleviate a lot of your frustrations. The third book, which I said I'm currently reading, is called The Power of Femininity by Michelle McKinney Hammond. That's McKinney-Hammond, Hammond. All right. So ladies, listen. You are my sisters, right? I truly want the best for you. I want the best for all of us. It is my prayer that you absolutely get your heart's desire and that you have the relationship that you want and that it will survive and thrive. Okay. Stay connected with me, please. My website is www.KimberlyRenee7.com. That's KimberlyRenee7.com. I am on Facebook at Kimberly Renee at Truthfully Speaking LLC. Go on there and like the page, please. I'm on Instagram at KimberlyRenee2425 and on Twitter at KimberlyRenee4. My email address is krd152@gmail.com. Listen, don't go anywhere. Up next is A Single Woman's Love with my girl Simone Hurt. Family, remember, it's nothing over here but a love thing, right? There is great